You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Picture this. It's cold outside, and you've got tickets to see the symphony. You enter the hall, sit down. The first movement of a piece begins, and soon... someone coughs. It's the bane of the live classical recording. No matter what you do, if you pack hundreds of people into a quiet room, someone is bound to cough. Maria Schneider is the director of operations for the Gilmore Keyboard Festival. She says the Gilmore hands out more than 12,000 cough drops every festival.
So in purchasing those at a bulk rate, we need to assess if they're going to fit our needs. And one of those needs is sound and the wrapper of each throat lozenge or cough drop and how they will translate their sound into a room.
So the Gilmore decided to do a cough drop test.
For example, this Ricola, if I'm going to be opening it here, has this kind of, I don't know, plasticky, wrappy sound to it. So I don't know if that would be our best fit. And this one, if you were to pull it really hard, it will actually rip. You also want it to be strong enough so it's not falling on the floor and tap, 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 tap down the into the aisle there.
Schneider says in the end, they went with the Cherry Halls lozenge for the quiet, papery wrapping.
Our Halls here, you can probably barely hear that.
I know what you're thinking. Is it really necessary, a test to find the quietest cough drop? It might surprise you to know that according to a study by Professor Andreas Wagener at the University of Hanover in Germany, people cough more in concerts, much more. On average, people cough 16 times a day. Concertgoers cough 36 times a day. That's more than double. But why? There are a few theories. Classical music listeners tend to be older, and older people have more health problems. Concertgoers might dress up and wear irritants like perfume or cologne. Or it could simply be the air conditioning.
It could be because the concert hall is very dry and encourages coughing.
That's Betsy Wong, artistic administrator for Fontana Chamber Arts.
I'm also a performer, and I'm very cognizant of when the hall is dry, and I always have a bottle of water with me just so I can keep my mouth wet.
Wong and Schneider agree that musicians don't seem to cough as much as the audience. Maybe it's performance nerves, or maybe they're just very focused.
I've never had a coughing jag on stage during a performance. So I think that says something about our will to be quiet if we really need to be quiet.
In fact, Wagener's study suggests that we can hold in coughs. Coughing might even be intentional. Wagener says if coughs were complete accidents, they would be heard throughout the performance. Instead, we tend to hear coughs in quiet pieces and slower movements. The study says coughing could be a sign that those parts aren't as interesting to the audience because they're paying more attention to their itchy throats. Wong says hearing other people cough could be contagious.
It's sort of like yawning. If I yawn in front of you, you will probably want to yawn.
The study says it could also release extra energy, almost like fidgeting. Here's Schneider.
A socially acceptable way to kind of, expend that energy that you're holding in from not moving or not responding, maybe a cough.
Wagener also suggests it could be a way for the audience to participate more often. Concert etiquette says the only sound you should make is applause, and only at the very end of a piece. Wong says, feel free to ignore this rule.
During Beethoven's time, there would almost always be applause between movements. And if there wasn't, the piece was generally not considered to be a very good piece.
Schneider says she doesn't see this extra participation in classical recordings as such a bad thing. Even if it is coughing.
It shows how a live concert hall sounds, and it marks itself from a different situation than that recorded, sometimes more sterilized environment So I think it's wonderful to have that.
But what should you do if you do want to stifle your cough? Schneider says you could try wearing a scarf to muffle the sound, or pick up a cough drop. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.